SB Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your small business. Our team specializes in finance and accounting, information and technology, web development, social media, general consulting, HR, and compliance issues. Small Business Tech Guys has over 100 years of joint executive experience in a variety of fields across the small business spectrum. We thrive on assisting small business entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea.
All right, my fellow Americans, welcome to TechWatch Radio once again. We keep an eye on tech so you don't have to. Wow, we got something to talk about today. Jeff Bezos in the news 9 years ago. He said, hey man, drones would be bringing toothpaste and cat food to your home via drone. Well, that was 9 years ago, and he said it would happen in 4 to 5 years. It still hasn't happened. A sky devoid of delivery drones, says the headline. Before we get into the details of this story, I just want to highlight there's a lot of technologies where they think it's ready to roll, and they announce it with big fanfare, and then, you know what, it's not as ready as they thought it was. It's not as easy as they thought it was. There's a lot of reasons why. No one's trying to deceive anybody, I don't think. I think people mean well, and they get all excited about new tech, and so do we.
You know what we call
oftentimes
that?
Oftentimes, you gotta protect yourself a little bit from.
You know what we call that, Sam, on TechWatch Radio? We call that vaporware.
Yeah, vaporware.
Exactly.
Yeah, you gotta watch out for the vaporware beast. So drones everywhere is vaporware. It didn't happen. It's not going to happen anytime soon, ladies and gentlemen. I remember they said that they were going to have these fuel battery cells. And it reminded you of like you know what Banaca is, Jay?
No.
Banaca is like a little thing that you spray in your mouth. It's like sweet stuff.
No, like I've never heard of this.
Or whatever, Banaca. And it's just
are you dating yourself,
a little,
Sam, or is this like a recent thing?
No, come on. You can go get Banaca right now. You look it up on Amazon right now and see if you find Banaca. Okay. Anyway, it's a little teeny can, a little thin can, about like two fingers, around or whatever, a finger around, and a little can, and you just spray it in your mouth, and it would just be like a shot of sweet stuff to make your breath smell good, and it would taste minty and all that kind of stuff. Well, anyway, they were supposed to have these fuel cells that were supposed to be kind of like that, just a little teeny cigarette lighter size container or a Banaca container, and it was going to just like run your laptop for like 20 hours and stuff. It was going to be incredible, and they talked about them, and they
hydrogen fuel cells,
yeah, and they never happened.
Well, I think they happened
they
in the lab
today.
But well, like I said, I think they happened in a lab, but they never made prime time. We can tell
not
that
like
sure.
They thought.
No,
and that is the point. Are they still coming out, Jay? Do they, if you look them up, are they coming out, or is it kind of like,
yeah, Sam,
gone?
they're just on the horizon, right there with flying cars.
Vaporware, that's
exactly
all I'm saying. Hey, did you look up Banaca? Is it real?
No, I didn't look up Banaca.
Oh man, you got to look up Banaca.
You're not
so
a
you
spell
can know
that.
What I'm talking about.
B-A-N-C-A,
anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Banaca. A sky void of delivery drones. Okay, they say the technology is hard, and the economics of, quote, fast deliveries may never make sense. Now, listen, they said, what the heck's taking so long for drone deliveries? Is there better ways to bring goods to our door? For the foreseeable future, they say, these drones may work in a limited number of places for a small number of products under certain conditions. And then they go on and talk about the financial limitations to start. But you say, what's taking so long for drone deliveries? Are they better than bringing other ways to the store or ways of bringing goods to your home? Bottom line, they're not real. Meaning they're not happening. Why, you ask? Because it's expensive, one. Number two, the biggest problem, Jay, is the reality of cars, bicycles, people.
Yeah, life's
buildings.
Getting in the way.
You know what? Reality gets in the way to where the drones just cannot handle all the moving parts. And I'll give you a funny comparison. You ready for a funny comparison?
Yep.
When I go to church, my church is a big building. It's got a huge gym in it. It's got a big chapel in it. It's got a bunch of classrooms. It's got upstairs, downstairs, stages. It's a big place, kind of. And I'm a totally blind person. And I have a really good mind in that I can remember places. And I can cruise around my church anytime I want and go anywhere. I can go to the bathroom. I can go up on the stage. I can go anywhere I want when there's not people there.
Right.
Because I can put out my hands in case I crash into something that I didn't expect, but you know, and but I know where to go.
Because life gets in the way.
But when life, when people get in the way, I can't just have my hands up out in front of me. What if I run into a female? She's like, excuse me, sir. Okay, you just can't do that, right?
Right.
And so when there's people there, I can't really move about freely. Not because I can't negotiate it or get around, but because all the people and the movements and the changing on the fly chess pieces, so to speak, that's what the drones are having the same problem with, Jay.
That's exactly right. They can't handle, there's too many variables. Same with driving cars, self-driving cars. That's the problem, the obstacle that they have. Every time they think they got it, there's another hurdle that's unexpected.
Yeah, I don't know if this is a racial statement, but here it goes. They said Tesla is doing awesome. It can drive all the way from one town to another, no problem, except for if there's white cars.
Really?
Can't see white cars.
That should be the easiest ones to see, right? High reflectivity.
I understand, but you know, anyway, so that's kind of the problem. Now, they say they've got rid of a lot of the regulatory problems. The regulatory issues have primarily been worked out. But there's just a lot. The real world is complex, and the drones just can't deal with that. Right? Anyway, I find that just fascinating. And my goal is not to beat up on Jeff Bezos. I think he's forward-looking. I think a lot of these, you know, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, a lot of these people, the reason that they are who they are is because they have forward-looking minds, and
definitely,
they work on a lot of these projects. And, you know, you work on 50 projects. It's kind of like Edison and the light bulb. Hey, we know a lot of ways it doesn't work until we found the way before it worked. So I'm not here to criticize these people. I'm just here to say, don't think technology is here oftentimes because it's not. These self-driving cars are a long way off, folks. Even though in very controlled environments, they do incredible. Sam Bushman walks around his church without anybody in the way really well. I can even handle all the stairs and everything, no problem. But when you start putting people and chairs and tables and carts, and tomorrow there's a janitor's cart there that wasn't there, that, you know, hey, all that stuff then adds these complications that I just can't walk around by myself, even if I know the lay of the land really well. And I think that the drones that literally are having the same problem. They're kind of blind to life evolving every second, changing, and how to handle all that. So let's say it's going to deliver a pizza to my door. Hey, what happens if a guy's working on my internet? He's got his truck out front. He's got his cart in the middle of the sidewalk, and he's standing there trying to fix a wire. What now? You know, where does it land? You know, can it? Well, it wants to land here. Well, it can't land there. There's a tree. It can't let. There's a house. There's a garage. You know what? Someone just went by on a bicycle. That, do I got to account for that? How do I deal with all that? It just can't grasp the complications. So there you have it. I just thought would bring this up because there's a lot of technologies, from Banaka that was real and Jay doesn't believe it, to drones and things that, well, they're real and they work, just not in the real world. And I don't expect to see a drone delivering my latest Amazon anytime soon. Now, the doorbells have come with cameras to stop someone from stealing my product, which is good news. So there are a lot of great advancements, Jay. Just not this one.
Yeah, they're still coming. They're just right over the horizon, Sam. Just right around the corner.
Okay. All right.
Just hang tight.
When the first, I'll tell you this, we'll make you a promise on TechWatch Radio. When the first drone delivers, Jay, a pizza, we'll tell you all about it.
Yeah.
And we might even have a video if Jay can watch that thing come in and land. And Jay can put up the video aside the, you know, it'll be pretty neat.
That'll be cool. Definitely
anyway,
good market out here in rural America for that. But let's see if they can make it happen.
You have to just fly a long way, though.
No, it's not that far, right? If you're going straight. I mean, as the crow flies from town, it's probably 8 miles or something. It's more like 14 when you're driving it.
Yeah, but for the drone to have to get up above all the trees, deal with all the trees, fly 8 miles one way, drop down, figure it all out, deliver that to Jay, fly 8 miles back, 16-mile flight just for Jay.
Oh, that's a piece of cake, man. A DJI drone could do that.
Yeah, for sure. But can it carry a pizza?
Not yet.
And then what if Jay decides he wants to order BBs so his kids can play with their BB guns? And then it starts getting heavier, right?
Yeah, Walmart's getting into that. They're parachuting. They're using more like plane drones and parachuting packages. They're again, they're like, oh man, we're making this happen. It's going now, and they're always, you know, you see videos of it and people loading the drone planes and stuff. But I don't know where that's available.
How do you
I haven't seen
sure,
that.
Though, when you drop those bombs, that you don't hit a kid, dude.
I don't know. I guess it's falling soft enough that it doesn't matter. It'd just be a little bump.
Yeah, bump with a lawsuit, all right.
Look out below.
Wow. Anyway, pretty neat technology, folks. But again, you know, when you hear about new technologies, take it with a grain of salt. I've got a new technology for you then. They're working on electric planes, Jay. You know, they've been doing cars for quite a while, but now electric planes. They have a prototype, an all-electric airplane, took its first flight in Washington State. And they say it was a small airplane that actually could carry passengers. They say it could become the first all-electric vehicle. I guess the plane was by Startup Aviation Group. And it, I guess it could have 9 passengers and 2 pilots. So 11 people aboard this thing. And it took off from Moses Lake, Washington. By the way, I got an uncle that lives there. And the plane was named Allison as a tribute to Alice in Wonderland. Alice in Alice in Wonderland. And they say that it had a successful flight. It flew and it handled wonderfully, they say. The company's goal was to show that such electric planes are viable. And they say it flew awesome. So I don't know how viable it'll be, and how long it'll be till it comes to a, I don't know, airport near you. But I will say this. It did make aviation history, Jay. And it's pretty right. cool. And if they could really get these planes rolling where you could have 10 people, 20 people, 30 people, and if they really could fly inexpensively on electricity, even short hops from, say, Las Vegas to Salt Lake or from Phoenix to Vegas or from, you know, Florida
New York to D.C.
You know, yeah, these short flights, you could change the world in terms of amount of flights, how quick and inexpensively people could travel. It could decrease noise levels. As far as I understand, these things don't go really high. They go, what, 15,000 feet?
Right.
As opposed to 30 or 40. So they don't fly near as high. But anyway, it's fascinating in my mind. They say that if this really can take off, it will be the next huge aviation change. We haven't had a change like this in years, Jay, in terms of the
They liken it to the change. Jet engine, to the prop engine. You know, like this could be the next big thing for aviation. And I think it can, but I think they have a problem still with battery tech. They're running this on those 18650 cells, just like a Tesla. And those get heavy. In fact, I think there's, 21,500 batteries in this plane, 10-passenger plane.
Yeah, how many batteries?
21,500. These are batteries that are like the size of a small flashlight. You know, these are not double A's.
How many do you got to have to run a Tesla?
I don't know. Probably not that many, for sure. My guess would be like 5,000-ish, but I'd have to look it up.
Yeah, a quarter at most is the point.
Yeah. And so if they can get fuel cells or hydrogen or something or better battery tech, lighter tech, that, you know, that's always on the horizon too, with using sodium instead of lithium and things like that. But I think that they're going to be limited to short hops, like you said, if they can make this happen. FAA is ready to approve this, so we'll see.
I guess they say that it runs on 62 tiny cells. Or no, 6216 tiny cells. So you were close. You said 5,000. It's 6,216.
Oh, for a Tesla you're talking about.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the point is, it's about a quarter of what it takes to run one of these planes.
Yep.
So it's incredible. And, you know, how far the distances will get and how quick this will really come to fruition, I don't know any of those things. And I don't want to, you know, have you guys thinking we're, on one hand, trashing technology, saying it can't come to fruition, and now we're thinking this is ready to go. We don't think it's ready to go at all. We just think if it made aviation history, it's cool to keep an eye on, right?
Very much so. I think it's very cool. I think it's a great idea.
I want one.
Me too. I want to commute to work in one.
I want one of those more than a Tesla, Jay.
Well, I don't know. Tesla would probably be more practical, you know.
Yeah, but we're not into practical here. This is Tech Watch, man.
That's true. It would definitely be more techy to have an electric airplane.
That is correct, and that's why I want one. Anyway, I just thought it was very cool to kind of add a second story to our stories. One's a technology that's probably not going to be near as scalable and as you know, adoptable and ubiquitous as soon as we had hoped. and another one that's further out, but that we hope takes flight. Pardon the pun. Thanks for listening to TechWatch Radio.